For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Colbluco with today's headlines. The United States Supreme Court today rejected a request to review a property dispute between the Episcopal Church and breakaway churches in South Carolina. After splitting with the Episcopal Church in 2012 over theological issues, the South Carolina Diocese sued for control of some three dozen properties from the Grand Strand to the Lowcountry. Last year, the state Supreme Court ruled in favor of the National Church, giving it control of 29 of the sites. The United States Supreme Court historically refuses to hear such cases. Nearly a month behind schedule, the shrimp season could open later this week. The Charleston Post and Courier reports the State Department of Natural Resources found the latest sample of netting favorable, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is set to order federal waters open by midweek. State officials typically open state waters to trawlers a few days after federal waters are open. DNR researchers say overall shrimp numbers are down and their size smaller than normal, but spawning is taking place. Officials pushed the start of shrimp season back after the winter cold led to the fifth worst fish and shellfish die-off since the 1950s. Gubernatorial candidates made their final push to sell their messages to voters today, traversing South Carolina in the closing hours before the state's primary elections. Polls open tomorrow at 7 in the morning and again on June 26th for any runoff elections. Protesters with the Poor People's Campaign returned to the statehouse today, demanding an increase in public education funding and teacher salaries. Demonstrators gathered inside the lobby of the statehouse for the rally, holding signs that read, "Pack 'em deep, teach 'em cheap, the South Carolina way," and "End the school-to-prison pipeline." The 40-day nonviolent direct action national campaign will conclude next week. Firefighters from around the state are in the Columbia area for the annual Fire Rescue Conference, a week-long training event between the Firefighters Association and the Forestry Commission. The conference is more than a century old, and as Forestry Commission's Brad Bramlett puts it, vital to keeping residents safe.
By doing these activities, it helps us in real-world incidents. So in other words, we can take what we're doing here and using it in hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires. Without us being able to work with them, it makes it much tougher for us to do our day-to-day job.
Sessions include school bus extrication, hand-in-hand engine school, and flood boat rescue training. And an upstate county has created a mental health court as an alternative way of dealing with nonviolent offenders who have mental illness. York County Solicitor Kevin Brackett told the Rock Hill Herald that York County's mental health court was created to address the problem of people with mental illness who commit crimes because of issues staying on medications or other problems. Prosecutors say offenders must plead guilty, but get the opportunity to expunge their records if they complete a three-year treatment program. A 2015 state law established the authority to create mental health courts for nonviolent offenders. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on southcarolinapublicradio.org.